May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder if you've ever stopped to think about how much of our everyday language assumes that the world belongs to us. We talk about our land, our gardens, our countryside, our natural resources. We talk about managing the environment, using the land, developing land. And of course, there's nothing wrong with using the gifts that creation gives us. But this season of creation tide offers us an opportunity to stop and ask a slightly challenging question. Whose world is it actually? Our first reading today gives us a rather beautiful answer. In Genesis, God forms the human being from the dust of the ground. In fact, there's a lovely play on words in the Hebrew. Adam refers to the human being, Adama to the ground, the earth. In other words, human beings are earth creatures. We're not somehow separate from creation, standing outside it and looking down upon it. We are made from it. The very stuff that makes up our bodies comes from the earth, and one day our bodies will return to it. We are creatures among creatures. And then God places the human being that he's made in the Garden of Eden. And he tells him what? Not to own it, not to exploit it, but to till it and keep it. To care for it. There's something important here about the difference between ownership and stewardship. An owner can say, it's mine, I can do what I like with it. A steward says, it has been entrusted to me, I have a responsibility towards it. Creation tide invites us to discover that while human beings do matter, we are not the only things that matter. The world doesn't exist simply as a backdrop for human life. Creation as a whole has value because it is God's creation. But God as creator isn't a one and done. God doesn't simply create the world and then step away. In fact, the story of Scripture is of a God who continues to sustain, renew, and bring life to his creation. And we get a taste of this in our Matthew reading. Jesus talks about a mustard seed, something tiny, almost insignificant. And yet Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like this tiny seed which grows into something much larger. A seed which is put into the dark of the earth, apparently doing nothing, while something is happening that we can't see. And eventually, something that began as a mere speck provides shelter and food and life for other creatures. The mustard seed reminds us that God's work often begins smaller and more quietly than we expect. Creation is full of those reminders. A tiny bee visiting a flower, which helps to pollinate a whole field. A tree putting out new leaves, tiny shoots, which transform into the green of summer. Signs of life we can easily walk past without even noticing. Perhaps creation tide can inspire us to learn to notice again. Because we can become so accustomed to the world around us that we stop seeing it. We walk the same roads and pass the same trees. We see the same fields and hear the same birds. And because we see them every day, we stop paying attention. But what if we deliberately paused? What if, just for a moment, we looked at the tree we normally walk past? What if we listened to the bird song or paid attention to what's growing in the cracks in the pavement? And instead of simply thinking, that's beautiful, we allowed ourselves to think God made this. And here's where Paul's words in Colossians take the whole idea of creation and place it firmly around Christ. Paul says of Jesus that he was the firstborn of all creation, and in him all things of heaven and on earth were created. And then he says, all things have been created through him and for him. That surely changes the way we look at creation, because creation isn't ultimately ours, it's Christ's. The river isn't there simply because we need water. The bee isn't there simply because it pollinates our crops. In fact, the whole created order exists in relationship with its creator. It was created through Christ and for Christ. That means that Creation Tide isn't just a Christian version of an environmental awareness campaign. Of course Christians should care about climate change. Of course we should care about biodiversity and pollution and waste and the way we use the Earth's resources. But our reason for doing so goes far deeper than simply wanting to preserve a pleasant planet for ourselves. We care because this is God's world. This is Christ's world. Creation Tide is that invitation to see the world differently. Not as something we possess, but as something entrusted to us. Not as something which exists merely for our convenience, but as something which exists for Christ. That's why the words from Genesis matter so much. Adam is placed in the garden to till it and keep it. There's something wonderfully practical about those words. Creation care doesn't necessarily begin with grand gestures. It can begin with the small things. The garden we tend, the waste we reduce, the decision to notice rather than ignore. We can sometimes feel that the problems facing creation are so enormous, anything we do is going to be insignificant. What difference can one person or one Korean congregation make, after all? But Jesus tells us not to despise small beginnings. The kingdom of heaven, after all, is like a mustard seed, and the tiniest thing can become something much greater than we imagine. Creation Tide encourages us not to become overwhelmed by everything that needs to change. We simply need to begin. And maybe most importantly, to recover that sense of wonder. Because when we look at creation with Christian eyes, we're not simply looking at a collection of resources. We're looking at something that belongs to Christ. So over the coming weeks, as we celebrate this Creation Tide, let's carry this one question with us. Whose world is it? Genesis reminds us that we are creatures of the earth, entrusted with its care. Jesus reminds us that God can bring extraordinary things from the smallest beginnings. And Paul reminds us that all things have been created through Christ and for Christ. And we have been given the extraordinary privilege of being placed within it, made from its dust, sustained by its gifts, and entrusted with its care. As we begin this season, let's stop and look and allow ourselves to be reminded that this is Christ's world. And perhaps in noticing that, we may discover that the God who made all things is still quietly at work among them. Amen.